Change in your life requires new thinking. The battle to change the defects in your life is always a mental battle. It starts in the mind, and it's won or lost there. You're not going to change until your thoughts and attitude change. This is why a daily quiet time is important. The time you spend intentionally studying God's word and in prayer is the spiritual renewal in your mind. If you're not doing that, you're not going to have the power to change. Do you know what the theological term for change of mind is? It is the word repentance. To repent literally means to change your mind. The word repent is actually a Greek word, metanoia. Metanoia means to change your mind, to turn from death to life, sin to forgiveness, guilt to peace of mind, hell to heaven. My way to God's way. The most positive change in your life will be when you repent your sins and turn from regret to peace of mind and forgiveness. You need to learn to think in new ways about your defects. Defects are often strengths being misused. That's a new way of thinking. You probably never thought of that, but that's repentance. That's a change of mind. Your defects are often the strengths God gave you, being misused. You have to change the way you think. If you open up the Bible, turn it to Philippians 2:5, it says there, you must have the same attitude that Christ Jesus had. God wants you to learn to think like Jesus. How do you do that? Again, it's a choice. You've got to make a choice and say, Lord, how would Jesus think about this? You see, the more you fill your mind with the Word of God, the easier that's going to be. You need more power than just willpower in your life. You need God's power in your life. The fruit of the Spirit are the qualities that God puts in your life when the Holy Spirit lives through you. What are those? It is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. How does God produce the fruit in your life? Not by willpower. You don't just go out and say, I'm gonna be more patient. I'm gonna be a more patient person. That doesn't work. The Holy Spirit has to grow. It has to grow on it, inside of you. Try to say, I'm gonna be more patient. I'm gonna be more loving. It's like tying some oranges on a eucalyptus tree and calling it an orange tree. It doesn't work that way. Fruit can only come from the inside. His Spirit living through you. How does the Holy Spirit work in your life? The answer is gradually. That's how. If you open up the book, 2nd book of Corinthians 3:18 NLT, it says there, and the Lord, who is the Spirit, makes us more and more like Him as we are changed into His glorious image. When God wants to make a mushroom, He takes 6 hours. When God wants to make an oak tree, He takes 60 years. The question is, do you want your mushroom life, or do you want your life to be a mushroom or an oak tree? You didn't collect your hurts, habits, and hang-ups overnight. It took you a long time to get a messed up life as you are now. Someone approached me once and said, "How do you solve a marriage problem? How long does it take to figure out there's a problem in the marriage? How would I know? I mean, I could give you a 5-second answer I couldn't relate to, I don't know the answer to. It starts with you. You gotta peel that onion one layer at a time. Figuring things out, making choices. The Holy Spirit works within us to become gradually more and more like Jesus. Your character is the sum of your total habits. Your responsibility is to develop new habits to change. To change the defects in your life, you have to change. You have to make a choice. You have to have people in your life to tell you the truth. Who will tell you the truth? You're not gonna get well on your own. You're gonna need people in your life. You're gonna need support. You're gonna need a small group or just one person or two. Change requires honesty, an honest community. There are some things in your life you're never ever gonna be able to change on your own. Typically, the things that are most difficult in your life and that you don't want anybody else to know. You're never going to get over those things until you share them with someone you trust, someone who will understand. You have to tell everybody or just one person. You need to find that person who you will trust and whom trusts you. Someone who will be confidential, love you unconditionally, not be judgmental, and will pray for you. Revealing your feeling is the beginning of your healing. This does not mean a small group where you get together on a superficial level and everyone is fine and doing great. Mm-mm. You have to get to the level of maturity in your group where you can say, "I had a tough week. I had a tough day. Life stinks." If you're a believer, you're also a belonger. You belong in a family of God, and every other belonging belongs to you. A believer. You cannot become a believer until you belong. You can't become what God wants you to be until you belong. You belong to where you're gonna have a gut level of honesty. Put away falsehood. Talk to your neighbor, tell your friend the truth, because we belong to each other. If you are serious about changing the deepest hang-ups in your heart, the deepest defects in your life, you're gonna have to face the fear of being honest. You've gotta stop faking it. You've gotta put away falsehood. You've gotta be real. You can go through life with one of the two choices, pretending like you've got it all together and getting it all together. But you'll never get it all together as long as you pretend you've got it all together. And you're never gonna get well, get healed, get rid of the areas that's bugging you in your life until you talk to somebody about it. Heal.